buddies. Yeah, I said it. We're kicking it once again. I'm Jesse Shadoose, and always next to me, this suave motherfucker here.
Kamal Kambanox Altai.
Oh, we put it in there. And we got a special guest with us today, Mr.
Kyle Rover.
Kyle Rover's in the house, man.
The one and only.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's like 1,000 others at least in the state.
1,000 other Kyle Rovers?
No, man. I'm like the only one in like the world.
In the world?
Dude, I'll check on like Facebook, MySpace. You may get like someone in fucking China.
Someone in China named
yeah,
Kyle
like Rover? Kyle Rover. Yeah. Dude, Kyle, that's like the worst thing to give a Chinese the L, yeah.
It's a Kyle Rover.
There's too many L's and R's. They'd be like lost.
Yeah.
They'd be rost.
They'd
be rost. Yeah. Fuck you, Quiro. Be like, I need a size 13 shoe. No, that's too big. How about a size 9? That's as big as they come.
Most accommodating they can get is give you a 9.5 wide.
9.5 wide.
Oh, as for man. The extra long fellas over there.
I'll tell you what, it's probably a good thing that I think every car over there is probably installed with one of those rear view cameras because Asians can't back up for shit.
They can't, dude. I'm telling you. I was at Starbucks the other day and like at least 4 cars that pulled up.
Yeah.
Asian families. And I shit you not, every last one of them had body damage. Like, out the front. Like, one of them straight up had a zip tie holding the front bumper up.
That's awesome.
None of them parked straight.
No.
Like, at least 3 of them were on the line or over it. Oh,
yeah.
I was just so happy I wasn't on the road at that time.
No shit.
And I certainly didn't park in that lot, so, you know, my car was safe.
Yeah, man. Fucking A. No way. Like, if I see a Honda Odyssey pulling up, I give it a wide berth.
Hell, I start sweating when I see them in the market with friggin' buggies.
Yeah.
I'm like, woo! Nah, let them go. Let them go. You go right ahead.
You can
no,
pass.
Not into my cart.
Yeah.
Around.
Yeah. Well, speaking of shopping carts, man, like, okay, you know how, like, they have those little electric carts, you know, in the stores?
Yeah.
Okay.
For fat people or...
Yeah, for a Honey Boo Boo or anybody that needs one, you know? So, okay.
Or drunk college kids.
Right. So this old guy, he had a fake leg, and he was wheeling around the store, and all of a sudden I come down this one aisle, and I see the leg, and I'm going, what the fuck? You know, like... What, how does this even happen? So I pick it up. I got it with me. I'm walking over to.
Was it heavy? Was it a nice leg or was it like?
It was a good quality fake leg. No,
it's a type of one he could probably walk on.
No, he could walk on it.
Okay,
but I'm sure he just, you know, for ease of use and not having to like walk around with a cart and stuff, he wheels around.
Now, how high up does it go? Does it have the thigh as well, or is it just kind of like
right,
knee and a little
right above the knee? So it's kind of got a little knee piece there.
Gotcha.
And I think yeah, it's the whole you know. All right. Package. So it was a few shades darker though than his actual skin tone. I noticed that when I got up there.
Oh, it was skin tone. I figured it'd be like metal or something.
Well, no, it had metal pieces, but it was, you know, like the calf and the foot was all flesh colored. I had a shoe on it, so I couldn't tell if the foot was actually flesh colored.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah. So anyway, so I grabbed the leg, right? And I'm walking it up to the guy. I was like, sir, excuse me. And he goes, yeah. And he stops the thing. I was like, do you realize you're missing a leg? And he goes, ha ha, very fucking funny. He's like, that's not very nice. Want to be a smart ass? And I'm like, no, sir, you're missing your leg. And he goes, oh, I'm handing it to him. And he's like, well, thank you so much. Where did I lose it? I'm like, somewhere between soda and cleaning products. He's like, thank you very much. And he just wheels off, holding his leg. Didn't even, like, reattach it. He's just
one hand on the wheel, the other hand holding the leg out to his side.
Yeah. That shit could never happen again, ever.
Does it have, like, a little gopher grip thing on the toes? I mean, it would help him shop.
Yeah,
it would be useful.
Like, well, maybe he was... Well, maybe he does. Maybe he pops it off, and that's how he lost it.
Yeah.
You know, like, he just knocks shit off the shelf, and then he picks it up or tries to knock it into the cart.
He kind of drags it towards the cart and then, like, leans over and picks that shit up.
You know, maybe he tries to knock it into the little basket on the front of the cart. He's like... Yeah.
Scratch the leg, tries to kick it.
You know, I'd pay $10. I'd pay $10 to see if, like, there's ever a chick with a skirt and he pops it off. He just leans over and lifts it up to get a shot.
Well, maybe he's got a mirror on the foot.
That would be awesome. Who's gonna like call a guy out? Who's gonna call a guy out with a fake leg though?
It's 2013.
He's got a
camera. Maybe he's got a camera.
But no, honestly, like who's gonna like that would be the one time you'd wanna have a foot cam is if you had a fake leg, who's calling out the cripple?
Foot cam.
Nobody.
We copyrighted that shit right now. Foot cam.
No, we'll call it cripple cam.
The crip cam.
The crip cam. Coming to a hood near you.
Actually checking out hoods.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what's under your bonnet,
on
Mike.
On you. Yeah. Especially if you're wearing a skirt.
So I was checking my email the other day. You know, AOL's owned by the Huffington Post. So, like, I get, like, these little updates.
Huffington.
So, yeah. The Huffington Puffington Post. So it said, like, this chick's, her name's Stacy Hollis. She was a teacher, a middle school teacher. And
that's a hot name.
Yeah, well, she, even hotter is what is going to follow. She was fired from her middle school because they found out she used to be a porn star.
Used to be?
Yeah, used to be a porn star.
I guess how can they fire her if she used to be one?
Well, they say it's a distraction and blah, 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 blah. Like, if I'm the principal...
It's a distraction if she's filming a porn while trying to teach a
class.
Right,
yeah, I mean, like, you know, if she's in there, like, with one leg cocked
up... Or she's showing her body of work, like, while trying to teach a class. That's a distraction.
You think her actual name's hot. Her porn star name was Tiffany Six.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's sexy.
Yeah, she's banging hot.
Is she?
Yeah. Oh. Like, she's like, I wish my fucking teacher was
like
that.
Ms. Like, Barton?
Yeah. Well, we'll get into Ms. Barton in a little
bit.
We'll get into Ms. Barton after we talk about Stacy Hollis. So Kyle's got it pulled up, Kyle. Let's read the article off to us and tell us what it says.
All right. Oxnard, California. A middle school science teacher fired after students learned she had appeared in pornographic movies.
Right.
And had hoped not just to get her job back, but set a precedent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, for people looking to escape embarrassing history, it just goes on, you know, three-judge commission put a decisive stop to both, saying firmly and unanimously that Stacy Hollis should not be in the classroom. Well, it goes on to say, like, she only did porn for, like, 8 or 9 months, from, like, 2005 to 2006, because her ex-boyfriend abandoned her.
So she needed money.
Yeah, she just needed money.
So the chick needs
money.
I mean, honestly, like, you'd think, like, I mean, they love sex and they need money. And they don't want to be prostitutes.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Right, so...
Plus, but, if you're in porn, man, everybody that's in that flick gets tested. Like, they can't even be in the flick.
It's the safest way to fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Next to not fucking.
Right. Next to fucking yourself.
Yeah.
It's the safest way to go. And it's also the best way to try things you've never tried before, you know? Like...
Absolutely.
I'm sure she wanted to do a DP at some point. And what better way to do it? Because I saw her do it, and it was nice.
Oh, she does a DP?
Oh, yeah.
Like, wait. Like, one of the special DPs where it's both in one, or, like, one in each?
No, one in each.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's still hot.
That's awesome. That's something you want to do with a close friend at some point, you know? Like,
hey, bro, I'll get this one. You get the other one if our balls touch.
Whatever.
Don't sweat it.
Yeah.
Whatever, bro.
It ain't gay. Besides, you're in the ass. You know? And if you got three of you, if you got three of you and you're not shy, you got your other buddy up there in the mouth. And she's just working. That's a Vegas trip.
And everybody's got their freaking phone camera out.
So it says there that she tried to appeal it, right?
Yeah, she had peeled it because, well, she was, like, all embarrassed about it. Like, she didn't want to tell anybody about it.
How old is she? I'm sorry.
She's 32 years old. And all this happened about from 2005 to 2006.
Right.
So, she was in her mid-20s.
Yeah.
So, and she was just trying to put it all behind her, you know, but, like you said, you know, they were trying to go back, like, it would cause distraction, and they tried trying to find proof that she did this before she started teaching.
But she did do it before she started.
Yeah, long before. But they're like looking in like sex scenes, like if it was in the classroom, see if like it was actually in the fucking middle school.
No, but here's my thing. Okay, here's what's fucked up. This chick has a little bout, and not that I'm saying anything negative about women in the porn industry or the porn industry itself, but she did porn, okay? She made a little money. She supported herself. She got back on her feet, went into teaching, got herself an honest career to go do what she wanted to do and teach children. And then these fuckers want to come along and go, oh, I'm sorry. We don't want you teaching our children. We're going to fire you. And now you're going to have to go back to doing some shady ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
When in all honesty, if they actually... The only way they could have found out was if somebody actually saw it and said, hey, I know that chick.
Yo, that's Miss Hollis, man.
And in all honesty.
Dude, one of her students found it on the internet.
Oh, is that how it happened?
Yeah.
How it happened?
And they the kid was trying to say, like, oh, she's moonlighting as a porn actress.
I was going
to
say, if it's like part of the administration that's like, Miss Hollis, I need to speak with you.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, okay, they're hypocrites.
Yeah.
If you're watching porn, you can't. Knock it. But if it was a student, okay. Well, let me tell you something.
I'm the principal of that school, and I find out one of my teachers used to be a porn star. There's going to be a lot of conferences in my office.
Back in my day, the Oval Office used to be called Jake's Coochie Shed.
Yeah, that would be what my office would be. You know what I'm saying? Well, there was one porn where she played a teacher. And the student was, you know, doing it. I think that was, yeah, I think maybe that was one of the, yeah, I do too. Like, you know.
Especially when they put the dunce cap on them and they're all talking down to them. God, dude. Yes, Stacey Hollis. I'm looking that shit up when I go home.
Yeah, Tiffany 6.
Tiffany 6.
Yo, man, but she's like, she's
with how many X's?
Just one X.
Oh,
she's still, yeah, but it's cool because it's just like the number, though. You know, she's banging hot, okay? Now, how many of us would love to have a teacher that's a porn star? I'd be a class every fucking day.
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah. If I was that kid, I would be there in front row every fucking day. I'd be excited to do homework. I'd be fucking turning everything in. I'd be writing so neat. I'd be trying to impress her so hard.
How do you think I got good at math?
Yeah. Yeah, me plus you equals fun. Miss Hollis, holla,
holla.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck. But okay, so we'll bring this into an actual thing, like that happened to us as a personal experience.
Yeah, this is the closest thing we got to this.
Yeah, you'll like this. So we're in eighth grade. Our pre-algebra teacher, Miss Barton. Now, Miss Barton was like 23, 24 tops. She was young. Toit like a tiger. She fucking had the bangin'est body, dude.
She had like the best skin, freaking like bouncy, curly hair.
Oh, brown hair.
Always wore those little skirt suits.
Violated the dress code every day. Like, she would literally bend over in front of us, like, helping somebody else with their work, and then look back as we're staring at her thong in her ass because her skirt had flopped up way over the top of that roundness. Yes.
All the girls are all sucking their teeth. All the guys are thinking, damn, I want to.
Yo, and she was a hua. She had, like, four boyfriends. I kid you
Every
not.
Every time a dude walked in that was her boyfriend, and I say that with, you know, a little quotation marks, depending on who it was, she would either snatch the picture that was up on her desk at the moment and put it in a drawer.
Yeah.
Or if she didn't have one up there, she would open the drawer and, like, sift through it and find his picture and then put it up on the desk.
Yeah.
Wow, that is professional.
Now, after we had already gotten to high school, we found out, what was it, junior year?
Yeah.
That she had gotten fired because a school administrator had come and knocked on her door and it was locked. He opened the door with his key, went in there, and she had one leg cocked up on the desk just going to town on herself with a vibrator.
Huh.
Now, school's out. There's nobody there.
That's hot.
Now, I walk in and find that.
I'd be like, you need a
some help with that? Like, fuck, right? I would drop down and give her 20. My face would be buried in there. Buried.
I don't know. She had a lot of pictures.
I don't give a fuck. No dental dam, no nothing. Just come up with my face looking like a glazed donut. Just all in there. Like, blah, blah, blah.
That's fun.
Right? Fuck. I'd have been on the news. I fucking just need to have my babies.
Yo, I had pre-algebra unlocked.
Oh, yo.
Unlocked.
I loved going to pre-algebra.
It was third period.
Every girl in that class hated that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
because they knew everybody had a hard-on. Sometimes I dreaded getting up out my seat when the bell rang.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, and she loved every minute of it, boy. I'd get up and I'd have to adjust my pants and she'd smile.
I'd always carry my backpack in front, walking out of that class. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Damn Biden.
Oh, Miss Biden. Oh, God. I want to do like a Where Are They Now? Looking to find Miss Barton.
Dude, no, be how she was actually doing porn now.
She's probably Tiffany Savage. Right?
Yeah, it would be hot if she was doing porn, right? You know, so Kyle, he hangs out with these two girls I used to work with, Gina and Andrea. And apparently, when these two girls get together and they're drinking and hanging out, the truth just begins to flow like fucking like a river.
It is, man. Dude, they just like drop like any walls, whatever. It just
all
they
the inhibitions
talk about,
are gone.
Yeah, every inhibition. They talk about the craziest shit you'll ever hear.
Yeah. Right,
so I was
telling
you
like
about
a hoot.
Yeah. A hoot and a holler.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my. So anyways, I'm drinking with them at the ale house, you know, about a week or so ago. We're drinking. And girl Andrea, she was like, asked me if I've ever had sake.
Right.
You know, she's like, oh, it's good. I don't really. All right, she's Colombian, right? So she has this, like, she speaks English, but there's that heavy accent on there, which is so sexy.
It's sexy. She has a very sexy accent.
So anyways, she was asking me if I've tried sake. I was like, no. She's like, oh, my God, it tastes so good. It tastes like cum. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, hold on. If sake tastes like cum, I can't wait. No.
Well, you drink sake warm.
Well, yeah, I could understand.
But I've never had, like,
a similar, like, feeling as far as temperature.
Right.
Maybe texture. I don't know how thick it is.
Well, that's not that thick. It's just,
but
like,
flavor,
wow.
But like, it's cum flavored?
I don't think so.
I guess.
At any rate, the words, it's great, it tastes like cum, coming out of a girl's mouth, a Colombian girl with a thick accent, yeah, that's hot. Yeah. I'm sorry, continue.
Oh, well, anyway, spice it, you know. It doesn't matter who says it.
And the other girl, Gina, she got like argument with her, though it doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, the conversation's girl, she's like, oh, you know, I love having sex with out of condom because I like the feeling of the cock. And then I like when he, like, comes all over my stomach, my tits.
Yeah.
Like, and you're drinking with her?
Yes.
Kyle, you drinking with her?
I am. Well, here's the problem. All right, well, here's the problem in this. All right, got one hot Colombian chick. Another hot Italian chick, and then that busted chick that y'all talked about.
Yeah, the one that we talked about in the other podcast.
Me.
Okay. That one.
So I've been trying to cut the strings off of that one. It's like, I'm making
a cut off at the knees.
At least neck, you know. It's a great body. Yeah. Just the face is fucking wrecked.
Well, it is wrecked, man. She's, God.
Hey, I saw the picture. I'd put it to her.
Yeah, I know.
But hey, you know, sometimes the standards got to go down. You know, if
it's been a long time,
if there's nothing being brought to the table, you know.
Oh no, it's bad. Like, all right, in some cases, like rather than just having sex with it, I'd rather just fucking jerk off. It's not like, okay, well, I get the same effect, but it's just horrible. Dude, she doesn't make a whole lot of noise. She just kind of lays there. It doesn't really get... No, nice.
That's right, when you break out the fleshlight and tell her to pound salt. You know, put her on foot patrol. Send her on her way.
So she stops halfway out the room. Look, sir, Troy.
What does it say about you that I'd rather fuck a flashlight with a pussy on the front? You know, like, honestly.
Not a whole lot, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, so Kyle's got a clip. He actually recorded it when they were at the bar and they were talking some of this shit. So
you sly dog.
Well, all right, it wasn't that time at the alehouse, because, oh, believe me, I wish I was recording the whole time.
It was at a place called Something Taco.
Yeah, Rocco's Tacos.
Yeah, even better.
Like, Modern Life?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, anyways, yeah. All right, so, let me play the clip.
You gonna play the clip? Okay, yeah. Play the clip.
All right.
So, what's more important, the motion or the size?
The size.
It doesn't matter. Is it size or the motion that's better?
So performance matter. You know, this is honest. This is girls being honest, and like, we gotta have them on the podcast.
Oh my
God! No.
Yeah, but all right. Remember what I? All right. This is the problem. It'd be great, entertaining, is funny as fuck when they're drinking.
Right.
They don't know about the podcast.
No, I know they don't know about the podcast.
Oh, let's go back and listen to some previous ones. What the fuck is this guy talking about us for?
Well, listen, don't tell him about the podcast, like, right now.
Oh, yeah. But no, this is the first one, you know?
Well, just tell
this
them.
This is the one and only.
Well, no,
oh, no,
we'll
those
are
like
up.
9
we'll
or 10.
We'll just tell
arrange
them.
Arrange a meeting.
Yeah.
And mention it as we meet.
Well, no, what we'll do is, listen, what we'll do is, we'll get together, I'm like, Kyle's been telling me, you guys, he played me the clip, that you told him you recorded him, right?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, well, the one bus chick, she saw that I was recording.
Oh, okay.
I kind of cut that part out, it's like, in the beginning, she's like, oh, why are you recording it? But the other two girls, they're just
okay,
oblivious.
Gina,
and I have my phone down, like, on the
Gina
table.
And Andrea are down-ass chicks, they're fucking cool as shit. So what I'm saying is, we just tell them, look, we want to record you guys. We're all gonna drink. We're gonna record this podcast, and we want you guys to be honest. And we're just gonna start asking them pointed questions while they're drunk, and let them have at it.
Sounds good.
That's what I'm saying. I think it would be awesome because that's
safety.
Right. Because that's right. Girls being honest right there. Like, and they're differing in opinions. Like, obviously, Gina likes the guys with the giant fucking mandingo cocks. And Andrea doesn't mind if it's a little bit small as long as it gets the job done with the performance.
Well, we were talking about this, like, one night, and she was, like, talking about how she wants a taller guy. Because, you know, the whole thing with your hand, you know, have your thumb up, you know, short guy, big dick, tall guy, you know, short dick. Well, I mean, it's still pretty big, but it has more girth, you know. So, that's what she's saying. She wanted a taller guy. So
right here.
Now, how tall, or you just want a guy with, like, a girth, nice little chubby.
Yeah. Also, right here.
This guy right here.
Yeah.
I may be a little chubby, but I got a nice chubby.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's chubbed for your pleasure.
Yeah, it's chubbed for your pleasure.
It pumps when you touch it.
Yeah. It's like ballpark. Yeah. It pumps when you suck it.
I just love mine. It just grows. Just gets longer.
But no, but honestly, I think that's something that I think would be hilariously awesome to get, is girls being completely honest. Well, their inhibitions down, honest girl talk from chicks that love the cock, apparently. Like, you love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love sake. It tastes like cum. Yeah. Oh, you need to be on, like, the podcast.
No, but, like, you know.
Come here.
If a girl says that to me in conversation, I'm like, garçon?
Yeah. One sake.
Yeah, yeah. One
and the check, please.
I need one fucky sake, please.
Fucky.
No, there's an actual brand of sake called Fuki. It's Fuki Sake.
Yeah,
and I always call it Fucky Sake.
It's like Fucky Sake.
Yeah. They sell it at the grocery store. Fucky Sake. I'd be
so
like,
funny.
Fucky Sake for two?
Dude, I'm telling you.
What kind of establishment do you think this is?
The kind that I want it to be.
All right, so I would actually love that Colombian chick just fucking suck my dick. Cause I was joking around. You know, she had this little rubber ball thrown around. I was like, "Oh, you need to work on your ball control." It's like, "Oh, my ball control is excellent." I'm like, "Oh,
yeah,
damn it."
Talking about how sake tastes like warm cum.
Listen, when she's throwing stuff out there like that, that's your cue to get that. You know, I'm sorry, but she said my ball control is excellent. I'd be like, "Well, let's see."
Hey, Kyle, you gonna hit that?
I'm trying. He's trying. I was going to give her a little birthday gift. You know, her birthday was Monday. So.
Yeah, it was Monday. Happy birthday, yeah. Andrea. Happy birthday.
25.
Woo! 25. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. Me too.
Me too.
Yeah, I remember that.
God, that shit was depressing.
Yeah. Fuck.
I'm a quarter of a century old. That's great. Yeah. That's great. I could save on my auto insurance.
Yeah, well, you know. Not much. Fucking A. It's a lot better than saying, I'm 30. Fuck.
Well, shit. Now, it's every birthday, all I really have to look forward to is renewing my tag.
Yeah.
I can't wait to wait in the DMV. Give me a ticket.
I do it online. I do it online now. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, go fuck yourself with your computer and all that.
Ha ha ha, cell phone. You can do it now, too. It's got
with
a smartphone.
My cell phone?
Yeah, yeah, brother. Smartphone. I do everything with my smartphone, dude.
Kamal is pleased.
Yeah, all right. He's so pleased. He spoke about himself in the third person.
Kamal does that from time to time.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
For what?
For the game show.
The game show.
Yes.
The
game show.
Yeah, I got more than two guys.
Sure.
Yeah. Game. I got more than two guys. Okay. This is it. We're going to try this and stuff. Yeah.
You need more than two guys to play this game.
Oh, yeah. There's three of us in here today. It's a cock cast. Welcome to Yeah, I Said It's Cock Cast. Here we are. Okay.
Please speak in the microphone.
Yeah. All right, here we go. It's time to play Fuck It or Forget It. Fuck you. Okay, it's time for Fuck It or Forget It, everybody. Okay, now, first chick on Fuck It or Forget It. What we're going to do is I'm going to say the name. I'm going to pass it to Kyle. Kyle's going to say, would he fuck it or forget it? And why would he fuck it or forget it? And same thing for you. And then I'm going to say it because obviously I got to be a contestant as well as the host. Okay. Kyle.
Yes.
Jane Seymour. Fuck it or forget it?
Ooh. Jane Seymour, like mid-90s or
no,
now?
No, Jane Seymour right the fuck now. Jane Seymour now.
Yeah, I'd fuck her.
Right?
Dude, all right. All right. Back, what was it? Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers, yeah.
The whole like cougar, whatever.
Yeah.
Kitty. Oh, dude, smoking hot.
Right?
Oh, fuck her. Dude, she looks like she would take that cock and just,
She's like, call me Kitty.
Call me Kitty.
Kitty cat.
No, my open hearts, I got an open badge. Shoot right. In there.
Kamal?
Dr. Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd catch it.
Yeah?
Oh, heavy.
The medicine woman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I got a medicine ball for her.
I got a fever. And the only thing that'll cure it. It's more vagina. Come here, Dr. Quinn.
I can't wait to see more vagina.
I think it's safe to say right here, definitely I would fuck Jane Seymour. Jane Seymour in her prime. Jane Seymour as she's like, you know, a little rotten. You know, I'd bang her out.
That's a nice way of putting it.
I'd still be deep in the muff cabbage. She's spoiled a little bit. But, you know, I'd bang her rotten. Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes a nice soft banana is just
fine. I'm going to throw an oddball at you. Kyle?
All right.
Hillary Clinton. Fuck it or forget it?
Forget it.
Yeah. Okay, why forget it?
There is just so much wrong with it. Not even, like, the 90s, like, when she could have been. Not even then.
Okay.
She just, I don't know, for some reason, she seems to be a bit of a cunt.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
No, fuck it.
All right, come on. Fuck it or forget it.
Forget it, definitely. Any bitch that tries to wear my pants? No.
She does wear those pantsuits.
Sorry, honey.
Which brings me to me.
His dick and him pushing.
Which brings me to me.
So wrong, man.
Forget it. Because I think she'd rather bang a chick. Yeah. Honestly, I really do. I think her and Janet Reno bumping rugs. You know, back then. I firmly believe that.
Janet Reno lied.
Yeah, exactly. No, because look, if I'm Bill Clinton, why the fuck was everybody shocked that I was fucking other women? Really? Like, have you seen my wife? Monica takes this.
Thank you. I thought the same damn thing. Yo, his wife is busted.
Right. Monica Lewinsky takes a cigar in her pussy, and then he smokes it afterwards. Now, who doesn't want to fuck that? And by the way, I'm only mad that he lied about it, okay? I would have just come out with him and be like, yeah, I was fucking her.
And I'll do it again. Because I'm the goddamn president. Have you seen my wife?
You know, fucking A. Like, just be cool with it. Like, I would have been down for that. But when he lied about it, I was like, come on, Bill. You know you was dicking everything that moved. If I was the president, I'd be fucking everything that moved. Everything. Okay. Moving right along. Next chick. Okay. Renee Zellweger. Fuck it or forget it.
Ooh. That's a hard one.
Right?
Nice by a little squinchy on the face, you know, the eyes. I don't know. Yeah, what the hell, I'd fuck her.
Right? Okay. Why would you fuck Renee Zellweger?
Why not?
Yeah, just cause?
Yeah, just cause.
Just to do it, just say I fucked with Zellweger?
Yeah, I fucked Zellweger. She was in movies. Yeah, I fucked her.
All right, come on.
Yeah, I'd fuck it.
Yeah? Renee Zellweger? Yeah. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say I'd forget it. I don't think, presented with Renee Zellweger, I'd want to fuck her. I think in bed she would probably be more whiny than she was in Jerry Maguire.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good point.
Right. I just think that, like, you'd be fucking her and she'd be like, oh, can we change position? I'm uncomfortable. No. She sounds like a whiner.
You know what? If she wants to whine, that's fuck her. I just have her just suck my cock.
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
That'll shut her right the fuck on up.
So just wrap a belt around her and give her the old carotene?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Much easier to have your way. They're not moving.
You know, I gotta wonder after the guy from NXS and David Carradine died, if at the adult stores they're not having like an emergency release on some of those toys.
That's how the guy from NXS died.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
He loved living in excess.
Yeah, you know,
that's for damn sure.
They say that you come like a fucking champion when you deprive your head of oxygen.
I bet.
But I don't want to find out. Like, I don't want to tread that line.
That happened in I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah. Okay. Sigourney Weaver, fuck it or forget it.
I am thinking about this one.
Dig deep, buddy. Dig deep.
Well, come on. Remember Galaxy Quest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little Bull Durham,
yeah.
Not bad. You know what? After seeing That's My Boy.
Yeah.
Fucking hot. Yeah, I'd fuck her.
Right on. Hell yeah. Cool beans. Come on, fuck it or forget it.
One important question.
What?
Does she have the power loader? From Aliens?
No, but would you want to fuck her on the power loader?
Yes. Dude, she was all sweaty and cut up in that little tank top and just, you know, like, come get me, bitch. Yeah, I will.
Okay. Yeah, okay, for the sake of this argument, yes, she has the power loader.
Yes, fuck it.
Okay, me? I like me some Sigourney Weaver, dude. There's something I find completely sexy about her. Like, in fucking Ghostbusters, when she was in that little sexy red, like, see-through fucking shit, was laying on the bed and she wanted Bill Murray to fuck her. She's like, take this body. I was like, come on, Bill, take that shit. What are you doing? How many chances are you going to get to fuck a bitch floating in the air? Like, you got to take that shit when it comes.
Are you the key master?
Yeah, fucking, as long as you got the keyhole. Fucking down the ride. He let Rick Moranis hit that shit. Come on, man. Rick Moranis gets some before Bill Murray?
Yeah, but the toss-up was he kind of did get turned into a dog.
Whatever, worth it.
But those guys helped him. Thank you.
Yeah, she got turned into a dog, too. He got to fuck her again as a dog, probably.
Oh, man, wreaking havoc in the city as a dog is so much fun.
That's a hell of a day. You get to fuck her once as a human. And then fuck her again as a dog.
Yeah.
That's a day right there. That's a full day.
You know? Yeah, that, I'd be a little tuckered out after that. I'd definitely take a power nap.
She's full of about 3,000 cc's of Thorazine. She's going to take a little nap right now. Okay. All right. So we're going to do one more. Let's find something. I don't know. I'm thinking. What would be a good one that would really test the limits of fuck it or forget it on the first go around?
Well, we could ask the we could ask him the question we asked each other last time.
Ah!
The Golden Girls.
This is true. The Golden Girls. Which Golden Girls would you fuck and why?
All right. Betty White. Definitely.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
High five.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a consensus.
Yeah.
Everybody in this car would fuck Betty White.
If she were walking by.
Who was the whore one? Out. Blanche, right?
Yeah, Blanche Devereaux was the whore, yeah. Mm.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
We'd all have our own page in Blanche Devereaux's journal.
Yeah. B. Arthur.
I was not on the B. Arthur.
What was the other one? Her mom, Estelle
Getty? Oh, her mom, Estelle Getty? Yeah, we forgot about Estelle Getty last time. Oh,
no.
I never forget about Estelle Getty.
Yeah?
Yeah. What was that movie?
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she was the youngest out of all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, they put a lot of makeup on her to make her look older for that show. It's crazy weird, though. Like, Betty White's outlived all of them. All of them are dead now, I think, except for her.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Blanche Devereaux, the one that played her, she's dead. They're all dead. Estelle Getty's dead.
I didn't know Blanche was dead.
Yeah, she died. Actually, I think she died with cancer.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Well, fucking twat went to waste. Anyways, so, all right, well, that was it for the first...
Yeah, we need
fuck
to work
it.
On
oh,
that.
Forget it. Yeah, we got to work on the whole thing. But that was the first go-around of it. So, hey, you know what, guys? Feel free to leave us comments. Tell us what you like about the show. Tell us what you don't like about the show. Tell us stuff you'd like to see on the or hear on the show, not see because you can't fucking see it.
Just don't post pictures of, like, your children, your pets.
Yeah.
We don't care to see that.
No.
We're not face-based.
We don't give a shit about your kids. Honestly.
But, like, seriously, any kind of creative feedback you can give us.
Yeah.
Whether it be criticism or otherwise.
No, we
have suggestions for fuck it or forget it.
Yeah, suggestions for fuck it or forget it. Women you'd like to talk us to talk about. Ideas for other games that we can play. Anything you guys want to bring up to us that you'd like to hear, we're open to putting it out there. Just give us some feedback. We're down for that. And on the topic of your children, no, we don't want to see that shit. We don't want to see your fluffy pets. We don't give a fuck about your grandma. We don't want to know.
Unless you got a Pembroke Welsh Corgi.
Yeah.
I love Pembroke Welsh Corgi.
Or your grandma's got a nice set of fake tits and you want to show us, and that's fine.
Tits?
Yeah.
Yes. Show us pictures of your tits.
Tits, yeah. Send tit pictures. We'll take those.
Send the tit pics.
You know what irritates me about fuckers on Facebook and their stupid fucking kids?
What's that?
I'm going to tell you. When their kid's like 3 years old and they're like, my kid's 187 weeks. Like, what the fuck, man? Your kid is not... Stop saying the weeks. Why the fuck are you saying the weeks?
Yeah, they say the weeks. They say the months. It's like,
oh, fuck.
Make it easier on yourself. They're a year and some change.
My kid's 24 months. No, your kid's fucking two. Your kid's fucking two. He's 2 years old. You're making him sound like he's a fucking science project.
Man, this shit really gets under your skin, dude.
It drives me nuts. First of all, I don't give a fuck about your kid. It doesn't require any special skill to put something inside of you and hold it for 9 months and pop it out. Be a good mom and shut the fuck up about it. That's what I would like you to
Somebody
do.
Needs to take some responsibility for all these
all
kids.
All these kids. No, because I see it on Facebook all the time, and it's like all these chicks I know, they're like, look at my baby bump. I'm 34 weeks. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care.
Are you posting it? Maybe
you have a video. Do you have a video of how it got in there? I'll watch that. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how cold that sounds, you know. But like, Jesus Christ. Like I love Kevin, okay, and I love Heather, and I'm happy that they're having a baby finally. I think it's really cool. And she posts funny stuff about her pregnancy on Facebook. And I laugh my ass off about it, like the kind of weird food she's eating and stuff. That kind of shit I can dig. I like that.
It's food.
And it's funny, like, where she's talking about, like, oh, like the coconut road ice cream. She loves the coconut road ice cream. And she's, like, talking about it like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. It was like, oh, I'd like to thank the stoner who came up with this.
Yeah. I'm like, and I can laugh good. At that. But when you're like, look at my bright pile of fucking joy and blah, 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 blah. Eat a dick. don't want to fucking hear about that shit. Like, sometimes I just want to get rid of Facebook. I just want to, like, get rid of it. Like, completely and just not have it anymore. If I ever see Mark Zuckerberg, I'm going to walk up and kick him square in the nuts. And be like, thank you. Thank you for making all this fucking possible. Every little inane thing that everybody has in their fucking life, I got to hear about now. Like, I took a really long shit today. Oh, thank you. Awesome. Fantastic. Take a picture, asshole.
All right, I keep thinking about that all the time, doing that shit.
Right?
So people want to complain about shit on Facebook. I'm going to put shit on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm going to put a real shit on there. It's a steaming fucking pile. Like,
if my last phone was a smartphone, yeah, I'd have at least 3 pictures to post.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, see, no, this look, one man, here.
Sometimes you have... Never mind. I'm not even going to get into it.
What?
Sometimes I get up from the toilet, I turn around, I'm actually proud of the work I've done.
Oh, I'm not going to lie.
You get them coils, yeah, that wrap all the way around, it looks like soft serve, and it's just like, how did my ass do that? I wasn't even looking.
I took a picture of one time and sent it to Chris, because the son of a bitch was so long, it actually came up and touched the lip of the fucking lid. Yeah. It went all the way down into the hole and came up and touched the lid. And it had one black bean that was sitting in it like it was winking at me. So, like, I took a picture of it. I was like, God damn it.
I had to take a picture of one that I left in a urinal, actually. Remember when we were camping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one glorious. It was just wide and just... I swear it had veins and it was like pulsing.
It was like
just a muscle.
Oh, like God, I pushed a muscle. Jesus Christ. Get this man some water.
Yeah, I need some water.
Get this man some Pepto-Bismol. Oh no, it's happening again. Oh man, fucking A, dude. So I've got this thing now, like, where, like, since, you know, I live near the biggest retirement community in the United States of America, and that being said, there's so many fucking old people around. They're like,
you're a reiterator.
I know,
and
but
you're,
like,
you're reiterating. It is,
but there's so many old people around that, like, it's awesome because now I can fart with impunity, as long as it's silent, like. I've gotten to where, like, now
even
if
it's not silent, they ain't gonna hear.
No,
that
but
shit.
No, fuck them hearing it. Like, it's awesome because now I just, when I have to fart, I walk near an old person and I fart, and then I walk away. So then now anybody that walks by thinks the old person cut the cheese.
Yeah.
Because, like, I had a hot chick coming down the aisle the other day, and I had just farted, like, right next to this old bag, and, like, she's walking down and she's, like, giving this, like, stink face, and I was like, pointing my finger, like, right over to the door. And she was like, oh my God. And she just gave the lady the stink eye all the way down the aisle. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. It's like finding the secret to life. Because, like, now I can fart with impunity.
I think perhaps you have.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think I found it. It's amazing. Try it. Kyle, you have to try it.
I'm going to try. Oh, so something happened to me at work, right?
Yeah.
Except for an old guy just ripped one. I'm not even talking about like a little like, this thing just went, like, the guy's like 5-6 feet away from me. I'm hearing this shit. Just keeps walking, strolling. Then the guy, you know, we're working retail.
Yeah.
We just look at each other. We're like, holy fuck, did I just hear that shit?
Yeah.
It was just like, just nonchalantly just walking like.
How bad was it though? Like, was it stinky?
Luckily for me, he was a far enough distance away, didn't have to worry about it. I think it was just mostly one of those air ones. It was just all noise, no smell.
Yeah.
That was great.
I'll bark, no bite.
Yeah.
Yo, straight up, the other day, like, I had Crystal Burgers for dinner that night. Ooh. So the next day at work.
Yeah, the next day at work.
Oh my God. Like, my gas was so bad.
Did you tear up?
No, and not only was it so voluminous, my fucking gas, but like, the smell was literally like fucking dead people were coming out of my ass. Like, I couldn't take it. And when you can't take your own fart, that's fucking bad.
Yeah, I've made myself tear up a number of times. I mean, I do enjoy my own brand from time to time. I'm, you know, I'll be the first to go like,
Well, is that? Well, that's the one thing about being a guy. For some reason, we like fucked up smelling shit. Like, if we smell something that's fucked up, like, dude, you smell that? That smells fucked up. Like, oh, man.
And you go over there and you smell the fuck
out of it. Like, just to, like, it boggles my mind. But we do. We do do it. We like fucked up smelling stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you this. I live in the wrong fucking area for the zombie apocalypse to break out. I wouldn't know who the fuck to shoot.
I can attest to that, man. When I went to visit recently, whew, these people, like, they don't even watch where they're going. I was pulling into a parking lot.
Right.
And I turned down one of the rows to park my car.
Yeah.
There's two old ladies walking next to each other. Now, mind you, they're walking off to the left side of this row. But the one on the right just starts veering off to her right. Right, yeah, in front of my car. I slam on my brakes. I'm honking my horn. I'm giving them the what the fuck face. You know, like holding my hands, yeah, out in question. Like, yo, explain yourself. The one that veered off in front of me didn't even look. I'm thinking maybe she didn't put a new battery in her hearing aid or something.
Yeah.
But the one next to her turns around like she's all alarmed or whatever. And she goes and tugs on her shirt sleeve.
What?
And beckons her over.
Wow.
She didn't even turn her head to acknowledge her or the vehicle behind her. She just, like, moseys back over to the left. And she doesn't get in single file. She's not at all worried about getting run over. She's done.
Of course she's not worried about getting run over, man.
I should have just run her over. Do the whole world a favor.
She's reached the end. You know, it's like, they've gotten to the point. No, honestly, and I believe this because they ride everywhere in golf carts up there. Everywhere is golf cart accessible. They ride around in these gas-powered golf carts. It'll do, like, at least 40 miles an hour, most of them. Yeah. They never probably get there, but they can go 40. Like these,
and they're a whole linen closet to the wind.
Yeah. These people, though, they just... They will challenge a fucking car in these golf carts. They will challenge a truck. They will pull out in front of a full-size F-150. I've seen it. And the F-150, if it didn't slam on its brakes, would have sent that golf cart and the people therein flying at least 50, 100 feet. You know, I mean, this thing's
something you never have time to pull out your phone and video.
No, because it happens too fast.
It always does.
It's something that you want to catch on video. Because, by God, old airborne old people, classic. You know,
there's something about those golf carts, man. Like, they're really impressive, some of them. They've got, like...
They're $17,000, some of them.
I bet. Dude, they've got, yeah, nice, like, holy shiny chrome rims.
Look, there's a dealership.
They've got, like, little body kits. Some of them look like, yeah, Hummers and shit.
There's a fucking golf cart dealership at one of the town squares, because everything's like a town square there. And they have, like, these Hummer fucking golf carts that are jacked up on like 24-inch rims. They've got a goddamn refrigerator in the back for your beer when you're on the course and shit like that, which is, that's fucking awesome. If I'm gonna have a golf cart, like if I ever like get a shit ton load of money and I have a golf cart and I'm at the golf course, I'm getting some shit like that with a fucking, like a beer cooler in the back and all that shit.
Hell yeah.
But some of the price tags on these things are like between $17,000 and $25,000 fucking dollars. Because they're road ready. You have to put a tag on them. They're gasoline powered. They will go like 45, 50 miles an hour. Some of the really nice ones.
While the fridge is nice and a very high selling point, I'll buy a Subaru.
But that's what we're saying. For $17,000, buy a fucking car. But they don't need a car because they got these fucking trams that take them all the other long distance places, like down to Orlando, down to the casino. In Tampa, they have all this shit. Like, if you're going to be fucking old and retire in a place, that's the place to do it. But these old people, they're kinky. I got to tell you guys some stories. You want to hear some fucked up shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
These old people are fucking swingers, all of them, man. The one lady at work, she was telling me her and her husband got invited to a key party. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with a key party.
With okay. That.
You know what a key party is? Mm-mm. Okay, everybody comes to the party and they put their keys in a bowl. Okay, and whoever pulls out your keys, that's who you're fucking that night.
What if it's a dude?
Well, no, I mean, obviously, girls put the keys in a bowl and guys put the keys in a bowl, whatever. I mean, you're not pulling up one and going, hey, Tim, look who I got.
No, but you know, unless again, well, unless it's that kind of party. I mean, I don't know.
I swear this guy's grabbing my key on purpose.
Yeah. Exactly.
Literally, I figured.
You're like, John, you're grabbing out of the wrong bowl. No, I'm not.
It's a party.
You know. So, okay, so her and her husband go to this party. So they're thinking, oh, okay, everybody's responsible. We're all putting our keys so no one's driving home drunk. Well, then some guy pulls her key and goes and grabs a hold of her and starts to walk towards a bedroom. And she's going, where the fuck are we going? And he's like, to the bedroom. She goes, not with you, sir. I am a married woman. And he goes, well, what kind of party did you think this was? And she's like, oh, and she's telling me this story. And I'm going, so this happens a lot? She goes, oh, all over the place. And I've seen, it's crazy. Like, I sometimes I go sing karaoke at one of these bars over there because it's a lot of fun. The old people get drunk and they're dancing. It's fucking hilarious. And I see guys like our age, like in their 30s and stuff, hopping on the backs of these golf carts, going home with these 65, 70 fucking year olds to bang them. And STDs are running rampant in this place.
I bet, dude. I wouldn't. No. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, because what happens is these old biddies' husbands have died and whatever. They can't have babies no more, so they're just out there fucking throwing the twat around.
Yeah, little cum dumpsters.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's disgusting.
There's even a porn site that has developed out of the, I think it's called like grannyswallows.com. And it's all done right there in the villages, man. These
Yeah.
Hey, it's this market for
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, it's this group of five women, and like I my buddy, he told me about the site. I checked it out, and like some of them aren't that bad looking. They're not like super old. They're like in their 50s and whatever. But like, dude, they don't use condoms in any of these shoots, and they're just like taking it all from different random ass people that show up. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Maybe they figure they're towards the end of their run. Well, they don't care about that shit.
Well, what
about
everybody else? Anything, but this guy's
but it's fucking wild, shit. Man. I've never seen anything like it, dude. The place is crazy. Like, like if you're going to retire there, fucking hey, go ahead, because you're going to have a blast. The end of your life is going to be full of fucking raucous rampages, man, all through kinds of shit.
And it's going to be real itchy.
Yeah, well, with all the other shit that itches and you got to put cream on, it's just one more thing.
Well, you know. See, it's Tuesday. Yeah. I need to take that pill and I need to apply some cream.
What I love is when people come in the store and at that age, they have no fucking shame about anything. They're like, you know, where's the prunes? Where's your Preparation H pads? Where's the Depends? Like, they don't give a shit. Like, they're just asking. Like, they don't care. There's no shame. They're just like, I got a problem. I need to solve it. Where the fuck's the shit?
Where's your crab cream?
Yeah. They don't care, man. What's awesome is when, like, the old guys come to the pharmacy and they're bitching about getting their dick fucking pills, you know, like their Cialis or their Viagra. They're like, I've been cleared, goddammit. I want my Viagra. She's like, sir, it'll be ready in half an hour. And he's like, it takes an hour to start working. I need it now. She's like, fucking
it's my boner and I want it now.
Do you have a shriveled dick or an annuity? Call J.G. Wentworth. You can't get your fucking cock now. Whew. Oh man, fucking A, dude. So, I gotta tell you, it's a wild ride living out there, man. With those people, it's different. It's something different every day. I told you about the crazy lady, right? That comes in. That's literally crazy. I think did we talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah. I don't know if you talked about her on the podcast. I know we did.
She comes into the store, right, Kyle? Check this out. She comes in. And she's asking me where stuff's at. So I start showing her where things are at. And she leans over and asks me, and she goes, are you a dinosaur or a hybrid? I said, do what? She's like, because the hybrids are trying to kill off the dinosaurs, so you got to be careful. You got to know what you are. And I was like, what? She's like, well, are you a dinosaur or a hybrid? I was like, a hybrid? She's like, oh.
She like shrank back.
Yeah, like she was terrified. And so,
apparently, she's a dinosaur.
And I was like, she's like, what kind of water do you drink? I was like, well, we have an artesian well. It's like well water. She goes, it's poisoned. She's like, you hybrids are poisoning it to kill all the dinosaurs. I'm like, well, if it's poisoned, it's and we're doing it, then I should be good. She's all like, she's like, oh my God. So the next time she comes into the store, I fuck with her. Because she's batshit fucking crazy and off the meds. But she's harmless. She's just fucking nutso. And you can, like, look at her and you can see, like, you know, the lights are on, but nobody's fucking home.
She's got that 1,000-yard stare.
Oh, she is checked out. You know? So she comes in the next time and I was like, you got to be careful. And she's like, what? I was like, the hybrids are in here. She was like, in the store? And I was like, they're everywhere. You don't know what they look like. They're shapeshifters. She goes, I knew it. And I was like, and I was like, and don't use your microwave. They have listening devices inside. She goes, I made popcorn last night. She's like, something's going to happen. I just know it. And I'm like, I did the whole point thing with like my two fingers to her eyes.
To your eyes and then her
I was like, stay vigilant. And she just kind of got a serious look on her face and then walked off. Then I didn't see her for like 3 or 4 weeks, okay? Like, she was just not around. I'm like, oh, this lady went off the fucking farm. She probably killed herself because of me. She drank some Kool-Aid or some shit.
Was that what I said? No, it's exactly what you said.
I wouldn't feel bad. You did it. I wouldn't even feel bad. Not even a little bit. So she comes back in, though, completely sane. She was back on her meds, dude. I'm talking like completely different person. It was like talking to a whole nother human being.
What?
Yeah, it was fucking...
She didn't say anything about dinosaurs.
No, none of it. None of it.
Did she remember the conversation?
None of that stuff. None of that stuff. She knew who I was. She knows she talked to me before.
Scary, man.
Isn't that wild? No, she wasn't old.
She wasn't old?
She's probably in her late 40s.
And already batshit crazy.
She's no, she's just literally fucking crazy. Like, she's a schizo. Like, she's just fucking out there. Yeah, man.
Ugh.
Next time she's off that shit, though, I'm fucking with her some more.
I'm listening devices in the microwave. I mean popcorn.
Oh, I'm gonna make a CD or something like that. That's got like a bunch of like info and pictures of shit, like scientific experiments and whatnot, and tell her that the hybrids are after.
And to get
below ground.
What if you pull out her phone? She's off from as you pull out her phone. This is my listening device. Should listen.
Oh, yeah.
Or even record her, like, without him.
Yeah. Well, I can't do that at work. I'm fucking get fired.
No, I'm not going to do that. Queued up. Oh, yeah, what time is it? Yeah. Doop.
Yeah. I'm recording this for posterity.
Trust me, I know how to record chicks without them knowing.
You're like, look, that's terrible. Like, I'm pretty sure you can get arrested for that.
Pretty sure.
They're like, what are you doing? I'm recording this. For what? The archives. So when the dinosaurs are gone, we'll have the proof they were here. Fucking A, man.
Oh, wipe them out physically.
Well, what do we do?
We can keep the memory of the dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Well, no, we just, you know, have them in pictures. Pop-out books.
We can remember them.
Remember them the way they were. The way they were. Oh, man. Well, fucking A. I think that's going to about wrap it up for today. It's been nice having Kyle with us. Say goodbye, everybody, Kyle.
Yeah, goodbye. It's been actually pretty fun, you know?
Yeah, it's been
great having you.
Get the live show, you know, not listen to it like a couple weeks later.
That's your fault, yeah.
Yeah, I slack.
Yeah. So for everybody out there, yeah, send us your comments, subscribe, and tell us what you want us to do and what you don't like and what you do like. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
Kamal Altash.
We'll see you guys later.
Peace.